So this is a bit of a different video, but I really wanted to talk to you guys about this. It's been 3 months since I quit social media, and let me just address the elephant in the room. I've still been posting content because I actually record my content offline, just with my camera. And then I send the file to my family and they process it and upload it for me. So what's happened in the last 3 months? I've been almost chronically offline. I haven't kept up to date with any news or any social updates, Instagram, TikTok, and even YouTube. Well, I got a girlfriend. She's amazing, and I'm so happy, and I respect her a lot. And yes, honestly, a really, really nice relationship. So that's been very, very sweet. My mental health has improved a lot as well, actually. A few months ago, I was actually very, very anxious. Compared to now, and just being chronically offline and not being on social media has really helped with that. You know, before I started this little break from social media, I was actually spending like more than 3 hours a day just scrolling on Instagram, and it was such a waste of time. When I think back, I can't even believe that I used to live like that. Like, you know, I was still, you know, productive. I'd wake up and work and go to the gym. But once I had done most of the things that I felt like I could do, I would just come home, sit on the couch or on my bed, and just end up scrolling for an average of like 3 hours per day, which is insane when you really think about it, because of how normal it also is to feel like you don't have enough time for all the things you want to do in life as well. So I was spending 3 hours a day on average just scrolling on Instagram, which I'm pretty ashamed to admit. And and it's basically went down to honestly like zero. Like, I've not been logged into Instagram or YouTube, and I don't really have the other platforms anyway, like Snapchat or TikTok. I have been online Instagram once or twice, actually. I had to do something on there, but it's been like 99.9% reduction compared to how much I used to be online and how much I used to be on these platforms. I've not like looked at anyone's Instagram stories or anything like that now for 3 months minimum. So the the social life updates that I get are actually now in person. You know, I'll see people in person and they'll tell me what's happening in their lives. Or of course, like, I still use like my text messaging, like WhatsApp and everything, and I still call people every now and then. For my personal life, being on this detox has really increased my happiness and the amount of time that I have to do things that are actually of value compared to just scrolling the time away. But in my professional life, I think that's where it's actually so much more interesting, because I am an influencer. You know, I'm a YouTuber with a few million followers. My Instagram has like a few hundred thousand followers. And so it's quite interesting that I don't actually use social media, but I am a social media creator. I create content, but I don't consume it. And when I was telling some people about this, I kept on making this joke. It's kind of like being a drug dealer, right? You sell the drugs, but you don't take it yourself. And when you think of that example, you know, a drug dealer who sells their drugs but then doesn't take it themselves, the reason why they do that is because they know how harmful the substance is that they're creating or that they're selling. And honestly, it's kind of the same for me. Yeah, I make the content and I do post it online. But honestly, like, if you want my honest opinion, I think these platforms and I think content as a whole is bullshit. I think it can definitely help you. And, you know, if you watch someone who's making like educational content, hopefully, you know, that's me. I make educational content. Then maybe it can help you. But I see what goes into this industry, and it's hard for me to say this because I'm basically criticizing like my own business and, you know, my fellow influencers, but there's a reason why I don't consume content. I make it, but I don't consume it, because I think it is a trap. You can find a creator or some content that can really help you and change your life and maybe be valuable and entertaining and memorable. But for the large part, a lot of content is just a time sink. It's literally just a waste of time. And it only benefits the creator, not the consumer. And so I realized this myself when maybe in the last like a year or so, I realized that all the content that I was consuming was honestly just such a time sink, even if it seemed educational. Like there's so many educational creators who I used to watch, and you might even watch the exact same people I'm actually talking about, who it seems like they're posting like really valuable content. You know, it's like the value is insane in the videos that they post. But that it's like it's nothing at the same time. Like your life doesn't improve when you watch certain videos and certain creators. And once you take a step back, you can really see through it and see that most creators are literally just making content. They're just churning out the content just to get views and to promote their own businesses rather than from a place of purpose to actually help you. And that's where I've tried to stay myself. You know, like when I make my content, I try and make it from a place of actually helping people, like helping younger me. But of course, look, I'm not perfect. There's so many times when I'll be motivated by my own greed, by my own selfish gain, rather than that of actually helping the people who follow me, because that's what the platforms promote. You, if you're a creator on these platforms, you know this. You could start from a good place, like from your heart, and you just want to post content that helps people or that's artistic and creative. But then a lot of the time that kind of content doesn't perform, and so you're pushed to just make the kind of content that you think is going to get more views so that you can funnel people to your business. And then sometimes it gets views when you do that, sometimes it doesn't, and then before you know it, you're just living quite inauthentically and you're not benefiting people to the extent that you could. Maybe you still are, and maybe, you know, the people quite still enjoy your content and find it valuable. But there's something that just, I don't know, there's like a lack of fulfillment living like this and working like this. Like things used to be different, you know. Things used to be different on YouTube especially. YouTubers used to make their videos just for the sake of making videos. Intrinsically, you know, there's a thing called intrinsic motivation, which is where you do the activity for the sake of doing the activity. And I think that's what a lot of us have lost for, you know, a lot of people like content creators now. We've lost like the love and the joy and the soul that goes into the content. The kind of energy where when you make the video, you literally go and show it to people. You know, you go and show it to your friends and you're smiling and you're looking at their reactions. After a while of being a content creator, you kind of lose that childish energy because you're just grinding out content to appease the algorithm and just trying to maximize the views that you get. And it's a shame because it's not even a clear win doing that either. You know, you can do that, but you don't always get more views when you do that either. And even as an influencer, just being chronically online and constantly being on these platforms just feels like cancer, like a poison in your life. And it might, you know, it might actually be required to be a successful influencer to stay on top of things and to constantly check your account and see how many likes you got and to analyze things and then to get more ideas from other creators. Like that might actually be required. But that's not really the way that I want to live. And honestly, like, I'd happily make less money and get less views and less success if it means that I can be detached from all these platforms and just live my life the way that I want to, which is more like, I think that word is quite special to me, detached. I fantasize about this quite often, and if you've happened to ever meet me in real life, you'll know that I say this quite often. Like, I want to be detached from all of this social media, internet, modern day bullshit that we keep seeing that's turning people so depressed. I would rather be less successful in terms of my business, my career, but I would rather be less successful in terms of my business. Oh, bitch. I would happily take less views and less money if it means that I can save 3 hours a day from being on the kind of platforms that literally make you into an unhappier, more anxious, more depressed person. I'll take that hit to my business if it means that my happiness goes up and overall I have a better life. You know, life is not meant to be just one-dimensional, where you only are excelling in your business, but then your mental health is cooked. And I think that's what's happening to a lot of people I see, is I don't really meet almost anyone who actually has like a good amount of balance in their life. They just spend like all their waking time thinking about success and views and clout and all this kind of stuff. But the pursuit of all this makes them miserable at the same time, and then it makes me question why it's worth it in the first place. Is the purpose of life not to just enjoy it and have a good time here? Because that's what I think it is. Money is definitely important, don't get me wrong, and maybe I'm speaking from a place of privilege, but money, whilst you're anxious and depressed and you don't like your life and you don't like the business that you've set up, what's the point? You know, social life is so important, but if it's making you so anxious and overthinking, and if you're constantly looking at the Instagram stories and the Snapchat stories of other people and wondering why you didn't get invited to that night out, then maybe they're not the right friends for you. But also maybe the way you're going about your social life is not right as well. And maybe it's not even you, maybe it's just the platforms that we're on, and they're made to be addictive. It almost feels a bit unreal for me to even imagine social media anymore, because it's been, you know, it's been a few months now. And like, seriously, like I really haven't used it in like 3 months. You know, there's been a few random times I've randomly clicked on it or logged in or something, but I've kept it off my phone. I've kept it off like my computer and stuff. I've really, really probably spent like less than, let's say, 2 hours on social media in the last like 3 months, which is the most detached I've been since 2020. And it's interesting because this is also the happiest I've been since 2020. So this is a massive accomplishment for me, like really, really massive. And I feel like, just to be maybe humble or something, I'm downplaying how good my life feels now. But honestly, like, my life feels like really, really good. Like, I've been so detached from all this. I've saved so much time. I feel so mentally healthy. And I really don't think it's a surprise that then I've cultivated love in my life, like a really healthy, beautiful, beautiful relationship. I've gotten closer to my brother. I've gotten closer to my best friend and one more friend, actually. And yeah, like, I'm just really, really happy.